I think I might know what you want. And it's as simple as this. You want to be successful in your online business, maybe even more specifically, your Etsy business. Unfortunately, the odds are working against you. And that's because the majority of Etsy sellers actually fail. And you will too if you continue to do this one thing. In this episode, I'm revealing what that one thing is and how to overcome it. And guess what? It is so much simpler than you think. Are you feeling stuck in this cycle of wanting more without knowing where to begin? Do you want to start an online business that actually makes you money without taking up all of your time or draining your energy on social media? Do you wish you had more time to be present with your kids and less time trapped in your 9-to-5? Well, there's a way to launch a successful online business, generating sustainable and passive income, freeing up your life, and allowing for more core memories with your family. I'm Jacqueline Butler, a devoted boy mom and Philadelphia sports fan, an Etsy and online business coach, and a top 0.1% Etsy seller. And you're listening to Freedom Through Passive Profits, the podcast all about building your passive and profitable online business with Etsy digital products. We'll talk about Etsy strategies, making money while you sleep, redefining success, and creating a business without social media that brings you freedom and lights you up. So sneak in those earbuds and let's dive into today's episode. Hello, my loves. Welcome back. Before I get into that one annoying little thing that's holding you back from having success in your Etsy shop, I wanted to make sure that you knew about my free masterclass where I give you my top three secret strategies of a 0.1% Etsy seller in a deep dive class. It's only around 45, 50 minutes, all for free. And you can register for it at jacqueline-butler.com/free masterclass. But I'll also make sure that I drop that link into the episode description. So go check that out. And there's an awesome surprise waiting for you if you watch the masterclass. Okay, so let's get into today's episode. Here is the truth. The majority of Etsy sellers that open up shops on Etsy, they fail. And before you start to freak out about that and shut this episode off and just totally give up on Etsy altogether, I want you to know that this will not be you. So take a deep breath. This is not going to be you. The reason being is because you are here, because you are listening and absorbing what I am saying and what I am teaching you, and you have the motivation to know how not to fail on Etsy. And even more than that, you are continuing to educate yourself on not only what to do to have a successful Etsy shop, but you are also educating yourself on what not to do. And of course, there's tons of reasons why Etsy shops fail. I mean, I could talk about things like trademark infringement or the fact that these shops aren't niched correctly. These are all reasons why they could fail. But the number one reason why the majority of Etsy shops fail is because the seller just quits. And it's actually quite more than that, because I believe that there is one major reason why an Etsy seller quits. And because they quit, they ultimately fail in their shop. And it's because they're doing something that they don't even realize is hurting them. They have really good intentions about it, but it is ultimately hurting them. And I'm going to back up because I have a little story to tell you, because last week I had a one-on-one with one of my students, and she is probably one of the smartest and most motivated women that I know. Honestly, more than even me. So I know that she is beyond a shadow of a doubt capable of success on Etsy, or honestly, anything that she puts her mind to. But when I asked her what her hangup was, you know, why she hasn't started creating her product yet, she said, oh, well, it's the market research. I just don't know exactly what I want to sell, or there's so many of these things. She said that it was the overwhelm of trying to figure out Canva. I don't know how to use Canva. This is, you know, it's just kind of all overwhelming to me. And as we got a little bit deeper and deeper into why she hasn't started any of her product creation yet, the reason really was because of her perfectionism. And this is the headspace that I like to call analysis paralysis. And it can come in so many different forms, and it can look different for each one of us. So maybe your analysis paralysis comes from the fact that you just can't figure out what that perfect product is to sell. And you're sitting there on your computer, spinning your wheels in the data, just trying to find that one perfect unicorn product that's going to be like your total jackpot product. And a major truth bomb on this one, it will come. That major jackpot product will come for you. You will find it. But you are wasting an S ton of time just looking and searching for it without making any moves to create anything. Your jackpot product will come from trial and error, from figuring out what actually works. But you can't do any of that if you don't get started. So if this sounds like you, you're not alone. This is a huge hurdle that people can't get over, and then they end up quitting before they even begin, because they are stuck in that rut of analyzing all of the data. They're not finding that perfect thing that they think might actually be their jackpot product, and then they quit before they even begin. And that's one way that analysis paralysis can look and hold you back. And another way that this might manifest itself for you is if you are stuck in that overwhelm of having everything completely perfect before you launch, whether that be launch your shop or even launch creating products in your shop. And you maybe feel like you have to have all of those different moving pieces perfect, you know, with like a nice little bow on it, set up from success from the get-go, like right from the start. And guess what? That would be cool. It would be awesome if that worked out that way. But you know what's even cooler? Making sales. I didn't have a logo, a banner, a fancy description, product tiles, or even optimized SEO when I first started making sales. Like, I was a true beginner at this. And so the idea that everything needs to be perfect before you launch, all of that is in your head. And you're allowing your head and your brain to overanalyze all of the moving pieces and convince yourself that they need to be perfect before you launch it into the world. It's untrue. Untrue, completely untrue. Or maybe your analysis is just simply the fact that, and I do this sometimes too, is that we overlearn and underact, meaning we need to learn all the things before ever putting anything into action. So this is like my, you know, checklist people. You know, I need to learn X, Y, and Z before I ever put anything into action. Okay, that's great and that works for so many things, but sometimes we just got to do the damn thing, right? You learn all the things because maybe you need to see the big picture. But what actually happens in this situation is you are taking so much time away from actually taking action. You feel like you need to learn all of the different things. You need to go down a rabbit hole for each of the different areas. And in business and in digital products and Etsy, this is a beautiful business model because it allows you to learn as you go. So let's say that you know, put things out there before you even feel like maybe you're ready. That's okay. Put it out there before you feel like you're ready. And if you don't sell a product, cool. What did you learn from that? How can you adjust moving forward? Let's say that you sell a product. Freaking awesome. So what did you learn from that? How can we do more of whatever that thing is? And maybe, just maybe, if you're really, 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 really honest with yourself, maybe it's fear. Maybe it's the fear of being a beginner. Maybe it's the fear of not being perfect. Maybe it's the fear of failure. But didn't you already fail if you wouldn't allow yourself to just start and put things out there? My first products were horrible. I didn't have a cool logo, an Etsy banner. I didn't have multiple listing photos, or to be honest, a well-designed product. Like, they were not good, but I started. I just started. That's it. You have to release all of the overanalyzing of why you aren't starting and just start. Because what that overanalyzing actually equals out to be, if we're honest with ourselves, it's procrastination and it's excuses. You need to do a deep dive look on what you really want in your life. What are you prioritizing? What is going to help you get into that space and put that stuff first? The truth is that done is better than perfect. And I know that that is so hard for perfectionists to wrap their head around and to actually accept. But here's the thing with Etsy, and this is what's so cool. It can be completely nameless and faceless. No one needs to know that it is you behind that Etsy shop. It's just another reason why I love this business model. You can be completely invisible in the type of way that if your products aren't perfect, if your listing photos aren't perfect, if your description, if your title, if your SEO, if all of that isn't perfect, it's okay. No one knows it's you. Nobody knows it's you. You can even put up in your, you know, when it says who the shop owner is, you can even just put like a completely generic logo or picture on there or a faceless photo. So if you think that that might be you, like you have that fear of people seeing that you are failing, this is a great business model because you can just get started and fail and nobody will even know that it was you who did it. All right, so I want to go back to the student that I was talking with last week. The number one thing that was holding her back and what might also be holding you back too is just straight up analysis paralysis. And if you do not get past this, your Etsy shop is destined to fail. Because you're really not even getting it up off the ground, especially if you allow yourself to get paralyzed in this space of fear, in this space of resistance, of failure, in this space of perfectionism, whether that's, you know, what your products look like or what your shop looks like or the products that you sell or the SEO that you use, that all can look different, but it really is the same thing. You are stuck in analysis paralysis. You can always go back and change and update, refresh, adjust. You can even delete later. Just get the freaking product up and listed. Just start. Learn from the failures that are about to come your way. It's the best way to learn. And honestly, I teach you all of the lessons I learned from my millions of failures in my course, Etsy Profits Pro. But you just need to get started. You need to admit to yourself that you're procrastinating, that, you know, you're stuck in this analysis paralysis, you're procrastinating, you're making excuses, that you're allowing this to hold you back from moving forward. And then you just got to do the damn thing. You just got to get started. All right, I think that that's enough tough love for today. So recognize what is holding you back. Get out of your own way and let's freaking go, girl. Let me help you get out of your own way with my step-by-step course, Etsy Profits Pro, where I walk you through exactly what to do to get your Etsy shop set up for success the right way. And the link to the course is in the show notes so you can stop wasting your time and learn from someone who has failed enough and has the lessons learned for the both of us. All right, I will see you in the next episode. Real quick before you go, if this podcast inspired you, encouraged you, or taught you even a little bit, the number one way to thank me is to leave a written review for the show over in Apple Podcasts. I seriously am so grateful every single time I hear from you. It helps to let me know that you actually want me to create more episodes like this one. And maybe share this episode with a friend, that'd be pretty sweet too. I'd also love to connect with you personally in my free Facebook group. Come join us at jacqueline-butler.com/free group. And you can also shoot me a DM on the gram at jacquelinebutler.co. All right, my loves, that's a wrap. Remember, the goal is always to work less and make more. I'll catch you in the next episode.